He looked at his reflection. The studio's deadline was least of his concerns. Blood. His eyes were leaking blood. He dropped his cell phone into the sink. He faintly heard Felicia asking what was wrong. Lee Ray tried wiping it away, but it just smeared across his cheeks. His heart hammered rapid fire in his chest, and a sick feeling brewed in his gut. Lee Ray pulled his phone from the sink with blood-slicked fingers. "Something's wrong," was all he managed to say, before his whole body seized up on him. This time, he fell down and cracked his head on the linoleum tile. His hands squeezed into fists, and his jaw clenched tight. His mouth snapped shut so abruptly he bit off the end of his tongue. Blood filled his mouth and trickled down the back of his throat. The cell phone's screen fractured in his grip. Now, blood dripped from his eyes, nose, and ears. His fingernails dug through the skin of his palms. He longed to scream for help, but his jaw only locked tighter and tighter. He ground his teeth together until they finally shattered. Sharp fragments dug deep into exposed gums. Tremors ran through his body. His back spasmed so hard he felt a crack deep within him. The pain devastated him, and he passed out. Machines beeping. It sounded like a hospital, but his clogged ears distorted everything. He thought his eyes were open, but couldn't tell because everything was still black. At first, he felt like he was having trouble breathing. But then he realized some machine was doing it for him. An iron lung, maybe? Did those still exist? Bits of conversation drifted through the haze, but he couldn't make sense of any of it.
What's happening to him? What happened to his eyes?
I don't know. I need to make a call. The blisters are getting worse, and he didn't have those lesions an hour ago. Something clumpy dripped down his fingers. It felt like pieces of his skin were falling off. When he tried to move them, all he felt was a scraping sensation, as if his very bones were rubbing against each other. It felt like his entire body was dripping now. His thoughts grew cloudy again, and it became increasingly harder to feel anything, even terror. Lee Ray bobbed in and out of consciousness. The last thing he heard was an exchange between the doctor and a nurse.
"Doctor, I can't find a pulse."
Lee Ray wanted to call out and let them know he was still here, but he felt so weak now. It took everything he had left just to string a simple thought together.
"Okay, call it. He's gone."
Lee Ray wished to God they were right, but he was still alive. And he could feel everything as the sickness continued to course through him.